Our guest today is Alicia Dixon.
Yay!
Woo! Look at them heels. Well, I love Alicia Dixon. She's great.
Hi, Pat.
Seven hours to get here from Darlington. Hello, Alicia.
Hello, my lovely.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great.
Oh, by the way, are you all aware of Alicia's weird laugh?
Yeah. It's odd.
Oh my God! What an awful thing to be known for.
No,
you're all aware of Alicia's
weird laugh. No, you're not just known for your laugh.
I know, but that's quite.
You're
funny.
You're also known for your It's the Mystic Ladies, M to the I to the S to the T to the WQ. And you're also known for your solo career, and you're also known for looking well hot all the time.
I don't know, babe, but thank you.
Oh, you are. Isn't Alicia fit, fellas?
Oh,
is she
my
not?
God.
It's a very basic question, isn't it? You just asked her.
But you are fact. And I've seen you like first thing in the morning, halfway up that mountain. You don't even look rough then.
Aww.
Well, some of the girls did. That Ronan Keating doesn't look good first thing, does he? Where have you been the last few days?
I just got back from Zurich.
Ooh, oh, I love Paris.
What? Were you gigging?
I was doing a show out there, yes, and doing a bit of promo for the single. And I can't really remember much past that.
Oh, are you drinking?
Kind of.
Oh, Alicia.
No, it's been a bit of a whirlwind blur the last few days, just on the road. Don't know whether I'm coming or going at the moment. It's all good. From Zurich to Glasgow to Perth, it's brilliant.
Well, here you are now. That's
here we
all
are.
That matters.
This is great.
Yeah. And how's everything? When was the last time you slept in your own bed?
About a week ago.
Oh. Well, don't worry. I was there the other night keeping it warm for you. I changed the sheets, don't worry.
Did you? Well, before or afterwards?
Before.
Oh, wow.
I couldn't have even had the duck.
Oh, you always do it to me.
Well, I try my best. So,
Andy makes you laugh.
Yeah.
Which normally most women find that.
Oh, Chrissy.
Oh, Alicia Ree.
Come on now, my love. How's the tour going? Has it been good?
It's been great. It's the last one today.
I know. This has got to be the best one.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Woo! Oh, okay. Oh, my God. Have you had any sleep?
Not much.
Oh.
Not much.
How's Strictly?
Strictly's going good. Yeah. Really good. It's going to be a good show on Saturday. And, really enjoying it. I can't take you seriously.
Okay, well, I won't look at you. I'll cover myself up. Right then, Alicia.
No, it's been going really, really good. I think they've got some really strong dancers this year.
Have you got to get back for rehearsals today?
No, I just turn up on Saturday.
Oh, do you? Just rock up?
Just rock up on Saturdays.
I was in New York a couple of weeks ago, and I was watching Dancing with the Stars, which is the American version.
I went
to
that, yeah.
And I don't know if you know, but Len and Bruno, you know Len, Seven!
Yeah.
And Bruno, you're amazing! Oh, you look like a firecracker, go and give, you're amazing!
He got very excited at Gavin Henson last week, didn't he?
I know.
But you always...
Because Gavin had his shirt off, you see, and Bruno made it aware that he liked his look.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think you're amazing. But those two guys do the American version, which runs at the same time as the British version.
Yeah.
But the American version goes out during the week. So Len and Bruno, it sounds like the best thing in the world, but actually... It's like, it's a nightmare. So they do Strictly on a Saturday in London. Then on Sunday, they fly to Los Angeles.
Yep.
And they do two shows there. And they fly back on the Friday. Then on Saturday, they do Strictly in London again. And they do that for, what, like 12 weeks or whatever it is.
And you
which
think,
is like, well, that's great, but...
You think, you know, our schedule's busy.
But Len is 89 years old.
He's not.
He is. And Bruno is 64.
Is he?
Mm. I'm a 64-year-old stallion. Whereas Alicia, she just doesn't even rock up to rehearsal. She turns up 5 minutes before, right, smoking a fag with a mug of tea.
No. I don't smoke. Don't say things like that.
I'm only joking.
Good.
She's got a pipe. She likes a pipe.
Yeah, like Popeye.
Yeah. Who are your favourites on Strictly?
I like Scott.
Right.
Matt.
Yeah.
Cara.
There we go.
Pamela.
We watch all of them.
Patsy.
Yeah. Yeah. Here we go.
Jimmy.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Anne Widdecombe is funny.
Yeah, she is funny.
Any that you don't like?
No, there's not any of that.
Liar. I can tell by your face.
Chris.
Look, me. Ignore everyone else. Just look at me.
If I asked
just
you if there's anyone you didn't like that you worked with.
Oh, God, loads. Yeah.
Matt Fincham, Allard.
I'll write you a list. I'll tell you now.
Dominic,
see that? See that fella there with the camera right there next to us? Can't bear him.
Yeah.
He's too skinny. He always looks like he needs a good wash.
It's easier to ask us who we do like on
His
tour.
His name's Glenn, by the way.
I don't care.
No, I like them all. It's my job to like them
You're
all.
You're such a liar. Look at you.
A liar.
I'm dying to know who it was that you didn't like now.
Honestly, they're all really nice.
Really? Has Jimmy Mystery tried it on with you yet?
No.
Oh, really?
Oh, my Lord, no.
He's tried it on with Len. He was telling me the other week.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not such a mystery, is he, really?
Jimmy?
He's, yeah.
No.
Isn't he married?
I don't think so. Oh, God, I hope he's not now that I've said that. I don't think so.
Oh,
no.
I thought he was.
Oh, well, maybe. Oh,
if he is, we were only joking anyway.
I'm changing
anyway.
The subject.
Yeah.
Change the subject.
Is it true that after the show every Saturday night, you and Brucey go to the nearest pub opposite Tavern Centre and get on it? Wait, pint the lager, pint the lager, please. Is that true? That's what everybody does.
And some peanuts.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm quite boring. I don't go to the bar with the rest of the contestants. I try to keep my distance.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I don't want to be biased. Because you know me, I chat to everyone and I'll become their friend and then I won't want to give them a bad score. So it's best that I just stay away
from
them.
And also,
really.
If you stay away from the dancers you like, or the ones that you don't like, they'll never know. Very clever.
You know?
Now that's magic. I'm not saying anything, I'm just saying.
I want you to do the show.
Never.
Oh, I'd love you to do the show.
Never.
You'd be brilliant.
I wouldn't.
You'd be absolutely brilliant.
You're right, I would be, but... but for all the wrong reasons.
No, not for all the right reasons. Because I know you're a little dark horse, you'd probably be good.
Oh, I've got some moves, sister.
Yeah,
don't you worry about that.
I'm sure.
Uh-huh, I've got some moves. And I dance with my face.
Yeah?
Like I do.
Very important.
Allard seen me dance loads. I mean,
yeah, it's very good. Not as good as me, but very good. Yeah.
But you know what? If I went on Strictly, I'd like to do it slightly different to everyone else.
Okay.
I don't want a partner.
You're riding solo, yeah?
Just do it on my own. I don't need no professionals. Some, like, orange tanned up thing next to me. Do it on my own.
And do, like, Strictly breakdancing or something.
Yeah. Turn my headphones off.
See? You're brilliant.
The judges' scores. Craig Revel Horwood, 10. Fabulous. That's what I get. I would. That's what they'd be all over me.
They would.
Yeah. That's what they do. They go. The judges' scores. Craig Revel Horwood, 10. Fabulous. Woo! Len Goodman, 70. 70.
70.
And then it's Alicia Dixon. A million!
Could we play the Strictly game with Alicia?
Yeah.
Do you want to play? Because it'd be fun to know if you actually, even though you were there at the time, whether you know whether it's going to go higher or lower.
Okay.
Do you know this game?
Yes.
Liar.
We played it before.
Have we?
And I was
good. I was on the night in at yours and watching DVDs.
That was the one.
Played the Strictly game.
Yes.
For an hour and a half. all right, well, let's have the couples. Do you laugh every time Tess Daly says the word couples because she can't say it? She says couples.
You listen now, you'll notice it more.
Couples.
We're going to laugh now, aren't we, on Saturday?
Couples.
You're so funny.
Couples. I know, and also I'm very attractive.
You are.
Thanks.
I love you.
Are you still single?
Yes.
Unbelievable. What's wrong with you?
I don't know, I'm trying to figure it out.
There's nothing wrong with being single.
There isn't. Anybody
Hang on, you're
not.
But I was happy when I was single. Then I met Emil and we're happy now. But it's
you just
got
to make the most of whatever
your situation is. What a backhanded comment. I was happy when I was single. Now I met my boyfriend. Oh, I'm still happy. Wow.
Yeah, but because there's no point in moping around about being single. You've just got to enjoy it. Yeah.
No, I know. All right. Jeez. Good God.
That's why I'm single.
Well, good chance. Could be that.
That and the fact that you...
People ask me out on Twitter. It's really annoying.
Do they?
Has that ever happened to anyone in here? Like,
is that not a compliment, though?
No.
No?
If you're going to ask a girl out on a date, do it privately.
Or would you rather some mad stranger turns up and knocks on your door?
I don't want someone to ask me out for dinner on Twitter.
Alicia, it's me, Crazy Legs 89 from Twitter, open the door. You're behind it going, I'm not in. Not in.
But you never know, because this mystery man might be the man of your dreams and you just haven't met him yet.
Well, the man of my dreams, I would like to think, wouldn't broadcast a date on Twitter.
What kind of men do you go for? Do you have a type?
Cuddly, preferably from Leeds.
Oh.
Funny, good dancer.
Oh, hello.
Smoker. Oh.
Smoking.
Seek similar.
Smoking.
Yeah.
That's my kind of guy.
Yeah. I'll give our kid's number to you. After the show.
Likes dogs. Very important that the man I end up with likes dogs.
Yeah.
I love dogs. It's really important.
Yeah.
Chris is a massive dog lover, aren't you?
I love dogs. I'd eat a dog. Because I'm a big meat eater. When I say that, I mean I wouldn't. I wouldn't. Let's play the game. So.
Yeah, let's play the game. Okay.
The judges go to ring. That's what he says. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Craig Revel Horwood.
Three.
Okay, Craig Revel Horwood says three.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think Len will say?
Six.
Len Goodman.
Five.
Oh! Now, this is very interesting. Three from Craig, five from Len. What will Alicia Dixon say?
Five.
Alicia Dixon.
Five.
Yay! And then Bruno Tagliatelle?
Four.
Bruno Tognoli?
Four.
Oh, nice. You've been practicing.
Yeah.
Have you been memorizing them all?
Let's do another one. You ready?
Yes.
Craig Revel Horwood.
Eight.
Ooh. Now that's a high score for Craig.
Yeah.
Because she's well miserable. She never normally scores them that high. Why did I say didn't say that? So eight from Craig. Len? What are you saying? You got a guess?
Oh, sorry, I thought you... I thought you was playing in. Eight.
Can you imagine, right? Lads, right, seriously, to the fellas. Imagine, shut up, you. Imagine you pulled Alicia Dixon, right? And then you brought her to the pub to meet your mates.
And told all your mates on Twitter.
Yeah. your mate would be like...
Chris!
You'd be at the bar, your mate would be going, oh, mate, I can't believe you've got Alicia Dixon, so she's well fit, but... God, Lord, she's not very... She's a bit thick, isn't she? I'm joking. Hang
eight.
On. All right.
Craig Revel Hall. Eight.
You're saying Len, eight?
Len Goodman.
Eight.
Oh! Alicia Dixon.
Eight.
Alicia Dixon.
Eight.
Oh. And Bruno.
Eight.
Bruno Tognoli.
Eight.
Yay! Well done.
Straight eight.
It's right at the beginning. It's couple number three. Couple number five.
Couple number five.
Just sounds like one of your Mystique tracks. Couple number five. Enter.
Enter.
The Mystique Lady.
We're coming back strong.
Hey, shall we play your song?
Yes, please.
This is... Yeah, all right. Now, Alicia, she hasn't... It's called radio, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Especially for you.
Oh, because I work on the radio.
Because you work on radio.
Yeah, thank God I don't work at McDonald's. Here's the one from Alicia Dixon's called Mackie D's. Is this CD3?
Yeah.
This comes out on the 28th of November. This is Alicia's new single. On the radio, this is radio. She's turning up the radio. That's Alicia Dixon on Radio 1. It's a new single.
Woo!
I'm going to give that a 9.
Wow, okay, I like that. And it's out on the, what, the 28th?
28th of November.
It's out on the 28th of November. Alicia Dixon, radio. Written about the radio.
No.
From her new album called Things in Her House.
including tracks such as Microwave and Sky Plus Box. Mm.
And the forthcoming hit, Toaster.
Sky Plus Box, Sky Plus Box, Sky Plus Box, Sky Plus Box. Oh! Series link it, keep.
I love it.
Yeah, you can have that if you want.
keep.
I'm trying to find the, where's the Strictly stuff again? Oh, I can't find it, sorry, bear with me, I'm looking. Oh, here we go. Oh, God. Let's go to the judges and find out what they think of Alicia's new song.
Oh, you are so...
Out of 10, what will you give it? Craig Revel Horwood.
Craig Revel Horwood.
6.
Uh-oh.
Mm.
Oh, no. Give her another one.
Craig Revel Horwood.
3.
Oh. There's some money in it for you.
Craig Revel Horwood. 8.
There you go.
That's better.
7.
Hey! Anyway, so... Alicia just went to the, during her song, she went to speak to the crowd. First of all, by the way, me and Alicia had a little dance during that song, and Alicia grabbed my bum, and everybody in the audience saw it.
Yeah. Mm.
Do you know when I put my hand on Alicia's bottom and she went, "Here, get off." She wasn't really fighting me away, was she?
He's like, "No, she went."
This is like, you know what this is like? This is like trying, you know when you, like, you know, you try and put a bird in a bar or whatever, and your mates have kind of got, go on, to give encouragement. I've got 400 people backing me up.
I know.
Go on, Chris, go on. I need to, and every so often I need to go back to them and go, I think I'm doing all right. That fella there, look, the fella leaning on the balcony with a white T-shirt. Yeah. He just nodded at me as if to go, yeah, you're doing all right.
Enter.
Well, how are you?
Well, no, maybe not.
How are you? How are you getting back to back home after the show today? Do you want a lift? I'm driving back. If you want to,
I was going to catch a flight.
No, you don't want to do that.
No,
it's quicker by road.
It's quicker. From where are you going back? London? Or are you going?
Yes, back to London.
So from Perth to London, it's about 2 hours in the car. Yeah. Shut up.
Got to get home to the dogs.
Well, yeah, I love dogs, mate. Have I told you? I do, I love dogs.
I'm a bit worried about them because it's a fireworks night.
Yeah, me too.
My Roxy gets really scared.
My Roxy gets scared too. maybe we should stay in tonight and you can look after my Roxy. It doesn't even mean anything, Alan.
Look after my Roxy.
It's a dirty laugh at the end of it. It makes everything sound...
Oh, I'm sorry.
By the way, I'm not being funny, but those dogs live with you and your laugh. I think a firework's not going to blooming scare them, is it? Daily basis, like...
Very true. Very true.
Oh, well, listen, Alicia, it's always lovely having you on and doing an in-depth interview with you.
We never talk about anything serious, do we, Chris?
Alicia's new single, Radio, is released on the 28th of November. Her forthcoming album, The Entertainer, comes out the next day. It's clever, that.
29th.
She's on Strictly. she was at the MOBO Awards this year. And you had a nomination, didn't you?
I did. Didn't win.
Oh well, that's showbiz. And then
exactly.
You're going to be also featuring on the new Roll Deep single.
Yes.
Yeah, because there's not enough of them in the Roll Deep. There's about 29 of them.
Yeah, but they're all men. They need a female vocalist.
Yeah, you should be.
Take control, everyone. Well, it's out this week.
You won't go out for dinner with me. You'll go to a studio with 30 other blokes.
Why not?
Right. And also, Alicia's done a track with Jay Sean.
Has she now?
Yeah, she has.
I have, yes.
See, this is way boring compared to all the funny stuff.
I know.
What are you doing tonight? What are your plans?
I'm just going to chill out tonight, get an early night for Strictly tomorrow. Yeah.
Shall I come round?
If you want.
What?
Absolutely. Why not? It'd be nice to get a visit.
What, really?
Did you see that coming?
What's that?
To me come to yours?
Of course, come round for a cup of tea.
Really?
I'll make you some dinner.
Come around and meet her, Roxy.
Come around and meet Roxy, Rosie and Daisy and I'll make you some dinner.
Me, tonight?
Yes. What, you scared now?
not scared.
Put your money where your mouth is.
He is a bit scared though, isn't he?
Not
not scared.
You are scared.
I do bite.
I'm not scared. You do bite. Is that... I'm coming round. I'll be there at 7. Wow. Oh, my God, I can't believe it, Alan. I'm going to do it with Alicia Dixon.
No, you're not. What? No. Inviting you for dinner.
No, she just said.
No, she didn't. She
I doesn't. Invited you for din-dins.
Yeah.
Bit jerk chicken.
Oh, no. What?
Jerk chicken? Oh, blimey.
I thought it was just dinner.
Time for the golden hour.
Good Lord. What an invite. Oh.
I tell you what, it sounds lovely, but I'm a vegetarian. Now, we better get a move on.
Rice and peas.
That's right.
Anything with the jerk chicken.
I'm quite happy. Do you know what? Just as it's served.
As it's served.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, Alicia Dixon,
thank
everybody.
Thank you,
Alicia.
Thank you.
We can go through our magic door.
I don't want to go.
Let's stay.
Stay here.
Dixon, there she is. There she goes. Is she gone, Alice?
Yeah.
What a flirt she is.
Isn't she just?
Oh, God. Do you know what? After a while, it's like, I'm not a piece of meat.
No. You know, you're sitting there thinking, I just want to talk about the music.
Talk about the
release and dates
stuff.
And all that stuff.
Oh, she's all over me like a rash.
Yeah.
Alan, go and find out what time she wants me around tonight.
The Chris